Okay, we are with Joe Bueri, who has for years been playing Frankie Valli in the Jersey Boys.
It's true.
Now, you weren't even born when the Four Seasons were a big thing.
Again, that is true.
did you like that music before you got into the show?
Growing up in California, Southern California, that was the oldie station. K-Earth 101 was what my dad had on in the car. So we knew who the Four Seasons were. We'd sing along with them. And it wasn't unfamiliar territory, but the story of the guys was what was interesting and new when I first joined the show in 2007.
Did you ever get any feedback from Frankie Valli?
He only has told me about the meatball recipe that he has. He doesn't tell me about how to sing.
I mean, has he imparted his opinion of you and your performance and your singing?
No, but I think there's like a mutual respect for all performers that you don't really critique someone who's playing you.
It's got to be weird meeting the person you're playing, too.
It is interesting. At first, there's that apprehensive moment, but then you realize, oh, he's just a guy from New Jersey. Okay. And I'm just a guy from Sherman Oaks, California.
With talent of your own, aside from imitating Frankie Valli and doing stuff in his style, you've got stuff of your own.
Yeah, I'm going to be here at AMP on November 15th, and I have a new album that's coming out called The Good Stuff, and I'm really excited about that because it's more my, let's say, my normal voice, which is really, people say it's like big band music. It's reminiscent of that style of Michael Bublé and Frank Sinatra and Harry Connick Jr. in that genre. So it's really exciting to put together the band and come down to the area down here from New York.
And AMP is run by Strathmore, right?
By Strathmore. It's a pretty brand new venue for them, too, which is exciting. It's a very cool, sleek place there where music happens.
Have you done much on your own besides the show?
Well, when you're in the show, it's tricky. But, when I can, I sneak away and do a movie or something. This is my second album, so I work in the studio a lot when I can. And but the show is still going strong, celebrating 10 years on Broadway this week, this very week.
That's awesome. Yeah. Most of that is you.
Well, I mean, I'm on stage most of the time.
And most of the duration is you.
In total, I actually played D.C. twice in 2009 and 2011. At the National, because I was on tour with the show for quite a while before going to New York, and I opened Las Vegas, and so my time with the show has sort of sprawled across the U.S.
So how would you describe your own show?
My own show is a 9-piece band that's pretty killer, actually. It's big band arrangements by Charlie Colella, who arranged for the original Four Seasons. And
nice.
Yeah, a lot of really great people too. So we've got a real swinging band, and it's a really fun night of just really solid music. It's not a lot of flash. It's just really great, great orchestrations. And I, get out there in the audience a little bit and we have a good time.
Do you feel constrained performing in the show sometimes, not being able to do your own stuff?
Well, when I'm in Jersey Boys, I'm definitely doing a character. It's a character that is a specific person with a specific sound, and there's specific rules of how that show is shaped. When I'm doing my show, it's looser, and we can go off on tangents if we want to, and we can have surprise, inject a surprise number in the middle of the set, which no one knew was happening, which we do a lot. So this will be my first concert with The Good Stuff since the album is released in a week. So
oh,
that's
awesome.
Really exciting.
Right at the beginning
here. Yeah. So you guys, AMP is going to be the first. So there's a lot of surprises coming.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Like what? Give me a hint.
I can't give you the surprises, I'll tell you this. There's some songs that are not on any album that I've recorded.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you write songs?
I do, but they're not on this album. But I've got a Christmas album coming out with an original song.
So that'll be two albums within a couple of months.
Boom, boom, boom.
Way to go, Joe.
Yeah, hey, thanks. Way to go, Joe. That should be my third album, Way to Go, Joe.
Tell me what else you want to add here that I haven't asked you.
I want people to come out to AMP and check it out, and check out AMP because it's pretty new to the area, and see what's going on down there and see what I'm doing with my band.
Excellent.
Get in on the ground floor.
Joe, thanks. Good luck.
Thank you.